This doctor is dictating on Deborah Clifton. That's D as in David, D-E-B-R-A. Deborah Clifton is C-L-I-F-T-O-N. Clifton. C as in cat. Deborah Clifton, date of birth 3/20/53. Date of visit 3/16/22. Please make a copy for Dr. Shivani Singh. Shivani, S-H-I-W-A-N-I. Shivani, S-H-I-W-A-N-I. Singh, S-I-N-G-H, M-D. Next, next paragraph. Dear Shivani, thank you for sending Deborah Clifton for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is respiratory illness. This is a 69-year-old obese female who has a past history of COPD and obstructive sleep apnea. Has been overweight and has been on O2 at 2 liters at home. The patient has an occasional cough, denies any sputum production, and has some leg swelling, but denied any calf muscle pains. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history for COPD and a history of obstructive sleep apnea. She has also a history for hypertension and diabetes mellitus type 2, as well as diabetic neuropathy. The patient had a C-section times 2 and a history for right carotid endarterectomy. And had obstructive sleep apnea, but unable to tolerate a CPAP mask. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 35 years and quit a few years ago. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of breast cancer. Father's illness unknown. Next paragraph, med list included lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide 20-25 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, metformin 500 milligrams BID, aspirin 81 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue and weight gain. She has no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary, she has urinary frequency nighttime awakening, no hay fever, but has some shortness of breath and wheezing. No abdominal pains, no black stools or constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations. She has some leg swelling and denies depression or anxiety. She denies any I'm sorry, she does have joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or seizures or headaches, but has some numbness of the extremities, some neuropathy, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obese elderly white female is alert. And in no acute distress, there was no pallidictus, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse 85, respirations are 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 234, saturation 95. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal.
Exercises.
Tongue is moist, throat was clear, nasal mucosa injected. Neck supple, no venous distension, trachea, line of thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with distant bad sounds with scattered visas bilaterally. Heart, the heart seems irregular as one an S2 no mama. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses. Extremities. 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor depth. Its cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, no. Next. Impression number 1, COPD. With an emphysema. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 3 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 4, gastroesophageal reflux disease. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She will also get a CT chest without contrast to evaluate her for any lung nodule. And she will continue with O2 at 2 liters nasal cannula. And was advised to use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QID and PRN. I'm sorry, QID, PRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in general practice. Advised to come in for a follow-up in 4 weeks. Thank you. Well, can you also mention, the patient will be sent for a polysomnographic study to see if she qualifies for a CPAP device, which she could use with the nasal pillows. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Shivani Singh, SHIWANI Singh, SINGH, MD.